Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Oh, but I've heard so many good excuses about how people can't get their homes decluttered. How they have the pine box syndrome. You know, the syndrome where people ask you, when are you moving? And your response is, they're going to have to carry me out of here in a pine box. Hey, decluttering a house is just often it's daunting, especially if you have a habit of collecting stuff. And it's difficult to think of clearing one thing and taking it where it doesn't necessarily belong anymore because you don't really know where stuff goes, even in your own house, that well. Maybe you have 15 screwdrivers like I tend to have in my house. It seems like I'm always picking up a new one. Well, I've gone through a serious round of decluttering at home, including bags and bags and bags of stuffed animals and old clothes and even getting rid of pieces of furniture and a whole host of things. It's really the hardest thing for people emotionally to get through or even to stay faithful to, which is why I've written a guide on how to do that called The Right Sizing Guide. It could be you're downsizing to something that's smaller. It could be you're upsizing to something that's bigger. You're finding the right size for you. Sometimes if you did take all that stuff out, you'd realize just how big your home is. And maybe that's why you don't do it, because you don't want to face the reality. You have more home that you really need. Well, decluttering a home is often the hardest part of getting it ready to sell, right? It's difficult for sellers to part with their belongings, or they feel overwhelmed having to organize and pack things away. But let me tell you, one of the biggest advantages, and this is according to Vivian Gilbert, who is my preferred home stager, one of the biggest advantages of decluttering is to help prospective buyers see themselves living in the home that you're selling and not thinking about how the current owner lives. So here are five tips that'll help your sellers declutter homes, she wrote me. Number one, in the cabinets, prospective buyers will look inside your cabinets. They want to know what type of shelving you have and what condition the inside is in, particularly under the sink. By removing extra bowls, pots, pans, storage containers, and cleaning supplies, you can make your cabinets more appealing to prospective buyers. Don't forget to clean out the medicine cabinet, too. So the decluttering of stuff is, if you get down and you get into the back of drawers and you get into the back of things, you'll oftentimes find that you have three or four of any particular given item you just forgot it was there and then thought you needed another one because you'd forgotten where you put it, right? So this will produce actually an economic benefit of discovering things you don't need, either by giving those things away and getting the tax deduction or by having replacement parts when you need them. All right, second thing she says, containers. Often there are items like kids' toys that can't be packed away, but they need a place to be stored when showing your house. So you're a seller, you got a lot of toys, you got a lot of extra stuff. You don't necessarily want to have it in the house, or you don't want to have it out on the floor. You might want to stick it into an unfinished area of the basement. So consider decorative containers or boxes that can be stored in a closet or on a shelf. Number three, closets. Closets are often a place where shoes are thrown and items are stored to get them out of the way, right? An organized closet can show a prospective buyer that the homeowner is organized and has taken care of the home. Remove shoes that are out of season, bags and clothing that are not being used to create a closet that looks more spacious and inviting. I remember when you open your upstairs linen closet, have you ever had to fight with the towels just to get one out? Have you ever felt like if you open a closet, it might just crash on top of you? You have the right not to have that happen. Bill of Rights that Andrew Morgan and I wrote some years ago, we tongue-in-cheek some of this. Like, you have the right to walk into your basement and not be afraid. You have the right to throw away your old National Geographics. You have the right to have a linen closet that doesn't fight with you just to get the towels out of it, right? See, the truth is, it does two things. One, it's easier to get your stuff out. Two, you can give away to those who are needy. Three, you actually create the feeling that the closet has more than enough space. So, good ideas. By the way, Vivian comes with hiring me and my group when you sell your home. I send this lady out to your house at no charge to you. She walks through for 2 hours room by room and tells you exactly what it is you need to do to get ready. She'll even give you the colors to paint your walls if you're going to paint. She'll tell you what carpets to do. She's very, very, very good at it. And being that I'm colorblind, I really need somebody like this. So she's excellent. So you call me, you get her. Got it? Okay. And the toll-free number for me is 1-800-900-9104. If you're thinking about selling, you want to interview the Eric Stewart Group, I encourage you to reach out to us, either online at ericstewartgroup.com or, again, toll-free, 1-800-900-9104. All right, number four, basement. The basement is a great place to put items that are no longer being used. However, the room needs to have a defined purpose for prospective buyers to see the extra usable space. You walk into an unfinished basement, it's one big open room. You can actually create nice spaces within a big open space while allowing buyers to feel the breadth of the space that they're looking at. If you've got items that aren't going with you to your next home or aren't being used to stage the property, then now's the time to sell them on Craigslist if you want, or donate them to your favorite charity, or just haul them to the dump. Removing unused items will create more space, which is one of the top three things a buyer looks for. Our auctioneer, Howard Parzo, oftentimes will come into a home. I just listed one on Deborah Drive in Potomac that'll go on the market sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks. The house is full of a lot of stuff on the inside, and the sellers want everything taken out and either sold, given, or thrown away, and our auctioneer will take care of that. If that's an advantage you'd like, go ahead and give us a call. We'll get you all of his contact information at 1-800-900-9104. Furniture. Sometimes less furniture in a room is better. Buyers have an easier time adding furniture than subtracting furniture. Use only what is needed to help gauge the size of a room. A small bedroom might only need a bed and an end table, where a larger bedroom may need a dresser or a sitting area. I will caveat this and say you don't need to put beds in every room, okay? There are vacant houses where we will stage with one bed, maybe in the master, but we'll leave the other three bedrooms alone. It's not critical that you put beds into every room. But if you do have a small bedroom, you might only need a small bed for that space. We don't want to make the room feel overwhelmed by the furniture, correct? So the size and type of the room is going to determine the amount of furniture that is appropriate. So consult a stager, Vivian, to see exactly what furniture is important and what should be put into storage. So decluttering is about depersonalizing and making your home a place that is open, airy, and inviting for prospective buyers. We definitely want to take 5 minutes, okay? Take 5 minutes on a project, okay? If you break tasks into 5-minute projects, it's the easiest way to get them completed. You'll find great ideas for conquering a mess in the article that I've just read from. And if you'd like to get a copy of what I just read, feel free to give us a call. Again, toll-free, 800-900-9104. Ask for the 5 decluttering ideas there, or go to ericstewartgroup.com, and you can email us for that question too. Okay, what do Amazon, Apple, Disney, and Google have in common? Well, the simple truth is all 4 of these gigantic businesses started in garages. You can too. Well, before we get to that, I've got Stephen Kodad, who will give us insights into feng shui in your home. Plus, Stuart Rosenthal with the Beacon Bits from the Beacon newspaper, and our friends from Morgan Stanley with some tidbits on how to save for retirement. Straight ahead on The Eric Stewart Show.